You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Need a ride anywhere?
Oh, that's kind of you, Eddie, but...
There's plenty of room, missus, if I put you up.
Hello, Joe.
I only ask us...
I'm not going far.
Because we heard you'd stop driving after what happened with Josh and his bike.
Oh, you heard about that?
Yeah.
Hurt right. It was a close thing.
Well, luckily, Josh wasn't hurt. But I've not given up driving. I've decided to give it a short break as a precaution. Until I've been to the opticians and had my glasses looked at.
Fair enough.
Ah, your specs, eh? Mine too, they don't seem to work as well as they used to.
No. How's your wrist coming on, Joe?
Ah, not so bad. Slow but sure.
Good.
We're off down the field. We're going to get Bartleby hitched up and out with the truck.
Oh, that's nice.
First time since I had me fall. I reckon I'm up to it now.
Super. Well, I'm only going as far as Brookfield. Stir up Sunday.
Okay.
Lily and Freddie are coming over. We're going to make cake and puddings. So, thanks for the offer,
I'll see you then. And take care, won't you?
Darryl?
Oh.
Sorry to interrupt, but...
No, I'm just getting my gear sorted out. My chisels need a good old...
For when you start your new job?
That's it, yeah. Still a few days to go, but...
Right. Well, what I came to say was, I've just had a call
Did Shula and Daniel get off all right? To the funeral?
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's a long way to go, isn't it? Good they made an early start.
Yes.
Back on Tuesday, aren't they?
That's right. Darryl, look, I've just had some good news. I thought I'd come straight in and tell you.
Oh. So, what?
I had a call from a lady at the Amity Street Hostel.
Amity?
In Felpersham. You know, the one Alan told us about? Shula contacted it last week, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, sounds like a pretty nice place. And the news is, they've got a room for you.
Room?
Yeah. Well, a bed, at least. And it's free now. You can move straight in today.
So you want me to go there tonight?
Well, I guess we don't want to risk losing your place.
No.
I mean to someone else. And I'm free for the rest of the afternoon. Quite happy to take you over.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Anytime. That's if you can get yourself ready.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I can do that.
Great. I mean, no rush, of course.
No. Best to leave this for now, yeah? Get me stuff together.
You need a hand?
No. Felpersham, eh? That's good. That's great.
Well, like I said, I'm sure if Alan recommended
it... Yeah, sounds like a good gaff.
Until you can find yourself a proper flat.
That's time I got from under your feet. You put up with me long enough.
What?
Well, okay, I've got it. I'll go and start packing then. Just give me a half hour, all right?
Look, keep a hold on him. Keep him still.
Okay then, Bartleby. Steady.
Just when I try to get this blooming strap.
You need a hand?
No. I've done this often enough. This is leather. It's gone and stiffened up.
Yeah.
Needs a bit of oil.
You won't roll there, boy.
Come on. Oh, blasted botheration.
Here, let me have a go.
The strap of this blooming hand. I just ain't got the strength no more.
Let's see.
That buckle, it just slips through my fingers.
Well, not to worry, eh?
Oh, Eddie, if I can't even do the harness...
Hey, no need to rush things, Dad. It's just been a while, that's all.
Good job like that. Must have done it hundreds of times.
Yeah, and you'll soon be doing it again. You just need a bit more time to get your strength back, eh?
Oh, I don't know, Eddie.
Yeah. Right, you hold on to Bartleby. I'll hitch him up, then you take us for a spin round the lanes.
Hi. Mind if I join you?
Sounds like they're having fun in there.
Yes, they're stirring the pudding.
Okay.
The music wasn't my idea.
So what's all the shouting and laughing?
Oh, Freddy's wish.
Huh?
To be quite honest, I'm not sure what it's about. Some girl at school who's taken a fancy to him.
Mm.
And Lily's been teasing him, trying to make him blush.
Our sisters, eh?
Oh, Freddy can take it.
And what does Ben think about all this?
Oh, he's very intrigued. Ears wagging.
So no more what I want from Father Christmas?
Not quite as sweet and innocent these days.
No.
But still fun. It's lovely they still want me to do it.
Oh, Christmas just wouldn't be the same.
Not for me either. Anyway, I thought I'd give it 5 minutes and leave them to it.
Can't say I blame you.
So what's this? Packing already?
Oh, I'm trying to find a decent travel bag. Zip's gone on this one.
Oh.
So I might have to buy a new one.
Oh, I should. You'll want it to look smart.
I want it not to burst open at the airport.
No. Oh, very exciting for you.
I know. I still keep pinching myself. In 2 weeks' time, we'll be in Budapest.
Lucky you. And what better way to celebrate your anniversary?
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be great for me and David. But I've been thinking, I'd like to have some kind of family celebration too.
And why not?
After we get back. Maybe just a party with some drinks and eats, you know, as a surprise for David.
That's a lovely idea.
Good. So...
I do enjoy a big family party.
Jill, when you say big...
Well, it needn't just be family. We could ask some friends as well.
I'm not sure how much time I'll have to organise it.
Oh, don't worry. I'll help you out.
Really?
And I can ask Shula too.
Well, I mean, that all sounds great, but...
If we're going to bother, we might as well do it properly.
Not such a bad area, is it?
Yeah, I don't know this part of town, really.
Well, it's not too far from the shops. Oh, is that a pub down there?
Pub?
Ah, no, takeaway. Still, that's useful. Wonder how near the bus route goes. We'll have to ask.
You stopping?
Yep, here.
Are you sure this is the right street, Alistair?
Yes, and there's the sign. So, shall we,
just hold on, give me a...
I'm sure it's a lot cosier on the inside than it looks from out here.
Yeah, yeah.
So, shall I go in, say we're here?
Yeah, no, just, give me a sec while I...
There's nothing to be worried about. I'm sure it's all perfectly safe and quiet and comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Where's the thingy?
Seatbelt. Here.
Oh, okay. Right then. Let's do this. Yeah, let's,
Daryl, relax. You'll be fine once you're in there.
Yeah, I know I am. Oh.
Hey.
Yeah, it's okay, I'm fine.
Daryl.
It's okay, I'm good, yeah, I just...
Hey. Hey, Daryl, whoa, steady. Relax. Slow, deep breaths. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Slow and steady.
I'm okay. Really.
You sure?
Yeah. Yeah, it's... come on, Daryl.
Better?
Yeah. Just, give me a couple more minutes. You mind?
Yeah, of course.
I'll be okay then. I can do this.
I've got the puddings. If you can take the cake.
Okay, got it.
Now I'm home, I'll give Elizabeth a call.
If you're sure.
Well, if we could have the party at Lower Loxley.
It's not a huge hassle for her.
It won't hurt to ask. She's got all that space. I know what it's like trying to throw a big party at Brookfield.
Well, tell her not to tell David.
Yes, I will. And thanks so much for dropping me back.
No problem.
I hope I've not made you late for milking.
No. And you're quite sure about the opticians on Wednesday?
Yes, thanks. If Shirley's going into town anyway...
Okay.
She can take me. And the sooner I get these glasses sorted out, the better. It's such a nuisance for you all.
Jill...
And it's frustrating for me, too. I'm not used to being so dependent.
Go on! Go on!
Oh, look who it is!
Yes!
Okay.
Hello!
Hi!
Whoa there!
So, Joe! You're letting Eddie have a go at the reins.
Well... Yeah, just for a change, like...
You trust him then, Joe?
Like I had the choice.
Oh?
When it come to hitch him up, I couldn't even do the harness.
Really?
No, so fingers and thumbs.
Oh. Your wrist still not quite up to it, Joe?
No.
Still, we managed it between us, eh, Dad?
Yeah, it was all he could do to get me up here on the seat. And as for me driving, well...
Yes, I see.
All in good time, Dad.
Yeah, you say so, Eddie.
Not the same being driven around, is it, Joe?
Well, you know what it's like.
Yes, I do.
So, how are you feeling now? Can you manage?
Yeah, I'm a lot better now.
Right. Hold on, I'll get the back open.
Yeah, I'm all right, are you? Which way?
Well?
I don't know, this road... Where is the place?
Darrell?
Are you sure this is right? Is that it? Or over there?
Darrell, wait!
I can't see it.
Darrell? Hey! Watch out! Darrell!
Oi! Look, guys!
That was so close! What were you doing? What were you playing at?
I never saw it.
Wandering about in the middle of the road. If I hadn't...
Yeah, no.
All right. You're okay now. Just stay here by the car.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, Alistair.
It's okay.
So daft. I got confused. I don't know what I was...
Hey, Darrell. Whoa. Look at me.
I'll be okay. I'll be fine. Just give me a few more minutes here so I can get myself back together.
This isn't going to work, is it?
Yeah, honest. Just give me a minute or two and then I'll be...
No, I can't do this. I can't go and leave you here, not in this state.
Alistair...
Come on, back in the car, let's get you home.
Hey, hi, you come to give me a hand?
Your new assistant.
Oh, thank you, Henry.
Mum's in town, so we're going to buy him some shoes.
Ooh, new shoes, won't you look smart?
Do you mind? It'll only take me half an hour and then Mum will take him on home.
No worries.
And then I'll take over as soon as I'm back. Everything okay here?
Oh, a bit mad earlier, but...
Oh, what's this? Panto scripts?
Oh, another rehearsal tomorrow, so...
Yeah.
Please, don't let it be that song again.
Can't help you there, I'm afraid.
Honestly, Helen, it's been giving me nightmares.
Kirsty, please. I'd really rather not hear about it.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to...
Okay, didn't you say you had some shopping of your own to do?
Yeah, but no rush.
Can I pick up something for you?
No, it's the hardware shop.
Oh.
Tom needs some spare bulbs for our Christmas lights.
Okay.
So it could be complicated. You know, I'll have to ask, and there's always a queue in there.
Yeah.
Thanks for the offer, though.
Okay, well, come on then, Henry. Oh, did I leave the ticket for the dry cleaners on Saturday?
Not seen it anywhere.
No? Oh, well. Right, gotta pick up my blue jacket.
Oh.
It's okay, they know who I am.
So, are you going somewhere special tonight?
Special? Me?
Well, I just wondered.
No, Kirsty. Not going anywhere.
Well, this is fun.
Hmm?
You and me, out together, Christmas shopping.
Hmm.
Having finally managed to drag you away from your cows. And yes, I do know it's still only November.
Yeah.
And yes, I know you'd rather leave it till Christmas Eve.
That always worked for me before.
Hmm? No comment.
Okay, give me the list.
Hey, no, this is my list. You should have made your own.
Jess.
Okay. Read, memorise, return.
Memorise? Oh, My head's so full of this panto stuff.
Oh, sweet Marian, let me carry you off into the greenwood.
Yeah, and now do that in rhyming couplets. And who was it talked me into it? Oh, yes.
Oh, come on, you were well up for it.
Was I really?
Yes. So why has it suddenly become, oh, no, Robin Hood? Oh, no, please, not another rehearsal.
Oh, now, come on, I've never said that.
No. But soon the merry men are going to be asking some serious questions. Oh, hey, look.
What?
There. Is that Helen?
No.
Yes, it is. Helen and Henry. Hey, Helen.
No, no, whoa, whoa, Jess.
All right, I won't chat all morning. Just go and say hello. Come on. Oh, please, no. Helen?
Oh, hello.
Hey, look who it is. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there, Henry.
So are you two?
Yes, you're not hallucinating. It really is Rob out shopping.
So I see. Hi.
Hi.
And where are you off to, Henry?
Oh, we're getting him some shoes.
Oh, hey, Rob. Someone's pleased to see you.
Yes.
Henry, looks like you've got a big fan there. Rob?
Hello, young man.
Oh, come on, look. He wants you to pick him up.
Oh, darling, Henry, come on.
Oh, Rob. Now look what you've done.
Oh, well, actually, we are in a bit of a rush.
Yes, but that goes for us too. Oh, come on, darling, come on.
Yes, of course. Don't let us.
Oh, all right, Henry.
Well, it was really nice to see you.
Yes, and you. Bye.
Bye. Such a sweet boy.
Yes.
Rob, you could have tried to be a bit more friendly.
Look, I need to find a cash machine. Maybe nip into the bank.
Okay.
So why don't you go on to Underwoods? I'll meet you there in half an hour.
Hi, I got your message.
Yes, thanks for calling back. I'm guessing you must be pretty busy.
Kind of.
Well, I'm sorry to bother you with this on your first morning.
No, don't worry about it. I've managed to grab 5 minutes, the first chance I've had.
Dare I ask how it's going?
Well, it's all very different from Grey Gables.
Yeah, I imagine it is.
All corporate dues and package tours. But it's a job.
So, what about this second interview with us?
Yes.
Are you still interested?
Yes, of course. I'm very pleased to get through. I'd be delighted.
Good. Though I do realise your timing is going to be difficult.
You'll be interviewing at the end of the week.
Mm, yeah, Thursday or Friday. But we can be flexible.
Friday might be better for me.
We don't want you to upset your new employers.
No. No, I'm sure I can sort it out. But I'll need to talk to personnel first.
Mm. Caroline? Oh, sorry.
Yes, I quite understand. Just give us a time and we'll try and fit you in.
Really? Oh, thanks.
As long as you give us a day or two's notice.
Oh, more than that. I'll get back to you this afternoon.
Oh, thanks. That'd be marvellous.
Thanks, Caroline. Sorry, I'll have to answer.
Yeah, yes, of course. Good luck. We'll talk again soon. Bye.
Bye.
Kathy?
Yes. She thinks she might be able to do Friday sometime.
Good. And how's she getting on at, what's the place called?
I don't know its name. It's one of Riedel's.
Ah, oh, yes, yes.
She's only been there a few hours.
Well, I suppose if it goes well, she may decide she'd rather stay there.
Perhaps. Oliver?
Hmm?
You're shedding pine needles on my desk.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
So, you found us a tree?
Yep. Picked it up from the estate. Nice bushy one.
Good.
Should look nice in the sitting room.
You're not going to put it up yet?
Well, I'll stick it in a bucket of water. It'll keep. And I'm going to find us some holly, too.
Mm.
Well, might as well. The farm's full of the stuff up by the woods. Lots of berries.
Yeah, you go and pick your holly.
Well, you going to be long here?
Hmm?
It's nearly lunchtime, and it's a wonderful day out there.
Yeah, so I noticed.
Dew on the grass, winter sunshine, field fares in the hedgerows.
I've got things to do, Oliver.
Oh, come on, be naughty. Sneak off and join me.
Poor Robin and his motley crew. We'll show them what we maids can do.
Oh,
hi.
Hiya. That didn't take long.
No.
Did you find Henry some shoes?
Yes, we... No, I left him with Mum.
Oh.
I wasn't really in the mood.
Helen?
Anyway, I'm here now, so if you want
to... Are you okay? Is something...
I walked down the street and ran straight into Rob and Jess.
Oh, no. Oh, Helen, he didn't, did you? Say anything, I mean.
No, it was fine. It was okay. I dealt with it.
Really?
Yes, so if you want to go and do your shopping...
Yeah, I'll sort the spuds out first, shall I?
Hello? Helen?
Leave them. I'll do it.
Yeah, okay.
Kirsty. Hi.
Hello. I'll see you later then, Helen.
Yes.
Bye.
Look, Helen...
What are you doing here?
I wanted to see you. I wanted to explain...
Whatever it is, I don't want to hear it.
No, Helen...
You can't just walk in off the street.
Wait, can I just...
Especially after what just happened and what you just did to Henry.
Oh, no, hold on.
Have you any idea? Didn't you see how upset he was? How could you be so callous?
Well, you think I wanted that? You think I meant to upset
him? He's only 2 years old, Rob. He didn't understand.
So what else could I have done?
He thought it was his fault that he'd done something wrong.
Well, you should have held on to him.
What?
Not let him come running up to me.
Oh, so that's all my fault.
I couldn't pick him up and cuddle him, could I?
Well.
Helen, Jess was standing there right beside me.
Okay. There's not much else to say, is there?
I
think you better go. Go!
Hello?
Ah!
Any left for me?
You made it.
Yes.
You escaped. Past the guards, through the wire, over the minefield.
Yeah, just for half an hour.
Splendid. Shall we go in for lunch?
No. You do your holly first.
Well, there's plenty more. If I can reach it.
Gosh, you were right about the berries.
Good year, isn't it?
I would have come sooner, but Shula called.
Oh, isn't she at this funeral?
Reggie Hebden's, yeah. Up in Ilkley. On her way back from the crematorium.
Ah.
I think she'd found it all quite emotional. Needed a chat.
Yes.
Memories of Mark, perhaps.
Yes, I'm sure. Jolly difficult time for her.
Catches you unawares, doesn't it? You think you're fine, and then something strikes a chord.
Quite.
I'm glad she's got Daniel with her.
Yes.
He's being lovely, apparently. Taking care of her.
He's really grown up, isn't he?
Yes, he's a young man. Oh, how did that happen?
Right.
Oh, apparently Daryl's still in residence at the stables.
Difficult for them.
Yeah, I'm glad it's not us.
I think that'll do for now.
Oh, doesn't it look lovely? Hey, we must pick some of that mistletoe, too.
Yeah, the Grundys usually come round about now to take theirs. I'm surprised I haven't seen them.
Oh, hardly surprising, Oliver.
Huh?
Well, I know Joe's had his compensation now, but...
Oh, yes, I see.
I think there's still maybe some bridge building to do. To put it mildly.
Yes, you're right, of course. I'll have to see what I can do.
They had these on offer, so I got them too.
Oh?
Curtain lights. And they've got a switch that makes them twinkle and everything. So what happened, Helen? What did he say?
Oh, Kirsty. He just yelled at me.
What?
Said it was all my fault.
Oh, I don't believe
it. I couldn't stop Henry running up to him, could I? I couldn't help it that Jess was there.
Hey, no. How could he possibly blame you for that?
I know I'm being weak. It's stupid of me to get upset, but it's just so hard.
Helen, of course you're upset. Who wouldn't be? Oh, the way that man's messed you around.
It's not fair on Henry.
Fair? Oh, come on. When has Rob ever cared about that? He cheats on his wife and then decides, oh no, I want her back again.
Kirsty, I know that's what you think, but he's not like that, really.
Isn't he?
No. He's just changed so much since Jess came.
Oh, well, there's a surprise.
And whatever you say, I do still love him.
How can you, after the way he's behaved?
I just do. Can't help it.
But you know. Deep down inside, Helen, you know he was never going to make you happy.
How can you say that? How can you be so sure?
Because it's the truth.
You're telling me what I'm thinking, and I don't even know myself. So maybe it's all wrong. Maybe it's never going to work, but... I still love him. Can't switch it off. Can't make it stop. So what am I going to do?
Oh,
Oh, that rubbish seat, Mum. My back hurts.
Oh, you poor old thing.
Well, like I say, we need a new car.
You think you can manage your bag?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm just so glad to be home. Go and have a hot shower.
Yeah, if there's any water left.
What?
I mean, if someone's not used it all up.
Daniel.
What?
So Daryl's still here. And yes, like you, I'm sorry he wasn't able to manage the hostel.
Too right.
But this isn't going to help, is it?
Okay, sorry.
And I'm quite sure there's plenty of hot water.
Mum, relax. It's cool. It's no big deal. I can always go back and stay at Jamie's.
I'll pretend I didn't hear that.
But why not? He's okay to hang out with.
So we all know it's not an ideal situation with Daryl. But at least he tried.
Yeah, and came straight back here again.
All right. So tell me, what would you have done if you'd been Alistair?
Well,
I mean, seriously. Dumped him on the curb in the middle of a panic attack?
I don't know.
It wasn't safe. It sounds as if he was lucky not to get killed.
Yeah, so he's got real problems.
Yes, I'm afraid he has.
So what if he loses it again and goes off?
Oh, there's no reason why that should happen. He starts this new job tomorrow. He knows he's got to move out. He just wasn't quite ready for it. All he needs is a bit more time.
Hiya. You back then?
Hello, yes.
How was your drive? No hold-ups?
No, no, we had a good run.
Oh, that's good. Hey, Shula, let me take those for
no,
you.
No, it's all right. No, I can manage.
You leave it. You must be worn out.
Oh, thanks.
You timed it just right. I've made us some tea.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah. I'll look after these bags. You go on in and get sat down. You all right there, Daniel?
Yeah, fine.
Well, it's looking good with me and Patrick anyway.
Hey?
Yeah, he texted me today to fix up another pub date.
Oh, Tom.
Rematch on the quiz machine.
Oh, what a disaster that was. Helen going on and on.
Oh, well, we tried. And I'm feeling just as bad for Helen as you are.
Oh, every time I think of Rob, I just...
So let's talk about something else then, shall we? If you just keep your foot on the stepladder.
Is it going to reach?
Yeah. Just keep passing it up. That's it.
Can't wait till they're switched on. They're going to look so cool and Christmassy.
Oh, yeah. Best in the row.
All ready for Sunday.
Yep. Our first time.
Yeah. Oh.
Do you want to...
No, it's just a reminder. The panto rehearsal.
Oh, okay.
Not that I was likely to forget.
How long have we got, then?
Oh, half an hour. Unless I text Linda and say I've got a headache.
Oh, that's not going to make her happy.
Well, it's okay for you.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's a tough call.
Yes, it is.
I'll be thinking of you.
Did I notice you're not offering to come along and give me moral support?
Well, I think I can feel a headache coming on too.
Mm. How you doing there, Shula? More toast?
Oh, not for me, thanks.
Oh, okay.
But that was so good. It was just what I needed.
Oh. How about you, Daniel?
Go
on, you can finish it up. Hollow legs, eh?
Dan.
Thanks.
Oh, there you go. And there's still more tea if you want some.
Oh, you've done us very well, Daryl. That was a really nice welcome home.
Well, with Alistair off out, you know, I didn't want you coming back to an empty house.
No.
Empty.
And I lit the fire in the lounge.
Oh, that was kind. And don't forget your own tea, will you?
Me? Oh, no, no, I'm fine. I still got a few things to do for tomorrow.
Yes, your new job.
Yeah, don't let us hold you up.
Oh, yeah, and Shula, I was going to ask him, can you show me how to use the dryer?
Well, yes.
You see, me work overalls hadn't been washed, so I rinsed them out in the bath.
Oh. Well, if I'd known...
No, I didn't want to bother you. They're all clean now, but they're still a bit damp.
OK, well, tell you what, why don't you let me sort them out?
Oh, no, sure.
It's probably simpler. They may need to be spun first.
Yeah?
So, why don't you leave it to me?
OK. Well, thanks. Shall I put them in
No, just leave them in the bathroom for now.
OK. Well, I'll best go and get busy then.
Well, thanks again for the tea.
No, you're welcome.
In the bath.
Daniel.
I know, why don't we just move out and let him take over the house?
Look.
Yeah, I know, but it's like we just get back from Grandpa Reggie's funeral and I could really use a bit of space.
Yes. Yes, I do know that, and I'm sorry.
I'm going up to my room.
Oh, Dan, I don't have to go straight out to the yard. The horses can wait. Shall we go through and sit by the fire?
Okay, and remember, if I look as if I'm about to scream or start hitting Rob, it's your job to calm me down.
That's what I'm here for.
I'll do my best, but I can't make any promises.
Ah, Kirsty.
Here we go. Hi, Linda. Look, I've brought you another volunteer.
Tom. Well, hello.
Yeah, strictly a backstage volunteer.
Are you quite sure about that?
Oh, yes, I'm positive. Just give me a saw or a pot of paint
yes,
and...
Yes, well, I do hate to see such a natural acting talent go to waste.
Oh, no, Kirsty's the talent, not me.
So, I've been going through my lines, Linda.
Now, before we start, you better brace yourself for some bad news, Kirsty.
Oh?
I have just had a message from Rob. Apparently he's not well, so he can't make it tonight.
Oh.
That's a shame.
Yes.
So Rob's not coming?
It's not just a shame, it's a complete...
Kirsty, Rob's ill. Why are you laughing?
No, I wasn't.
Well, I certainly can't see the funny side, Kirsty, as he's meant to be in every scene we're rehearsing tonight.
Yes, so how are we going to manage?
Well, I mean, I can't change it all round now, so just for tonight, I'll have to find someone to read in for him.
Oh,
right,
well,
I'm going to go and find Robert and see if he needs a hand.
Tom! Don't go away. I think we have the answer to our problem standing right here before us, don't you, Kirsty?
I guess it wasn't until we got home that it really kind of hit me, you know? I mean, Grandpa Reg, he's really gone. Gone.
Yes.
I mean, well, it's not like we saw a whole lot of him since Grandma died, and not after he moved, but he was always there. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. And he was so good about keeping in touch.
Yeah.
All those phone calls, birthday cards.
Mm.
Still, at least he left you something to remember him by.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really good of him. I guess we'll have to put it into ices or something.
Oh, yes, sir.
Hold on to it till I've finished uni. Maybe keep it for a deposit on a flat.
Well, I'm sure the money'll come in very useful, though actually by memento I was thinking of his lawyer's certificate.
Oh, yeah.
And the photos Joanna found for you.
Yeah, they're cool. Well, that's the other thing I was thinking. It's really Grandpa Reg that made me think about being a lawyer.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, my dad did it after him, and now, well, if I follow in their footsteps.
He was so pleased you wanted to keep up the family tradition.
Yeah. Yeah, but... Well, it's just a shame he won't be around when I qualify.
Well, yes.
You know, shake my hand, have his picture taken with me, take me out to dinner. All that kind of stuff.
I'm sure he would have been very proud. And your father, too.
Well, I mean, that's if I qualify.
When you qualify, Alistair and I will do our best to make up for it. We'll certainly take you out to dinner.
Yeah?
Yes, that's a promise.
Your Robin and his men-at-arms would keep you safe from any harm.
Fie, the sheriff does not frighten me. My merry maids would make him flee.
Yes, good. That's it. Now, let's hear some real passion.
Oh, passion? Okay.
We can do that, can't we, Kirsty?
keep me safe? And how would you do that, kind sir?
Ah, well, I'd pick you up
up and hold you tight.
And into the greenwood we would...
Oh, you are very strong, Robin.
Oh, I can't think of a rhyme. So, how about this?
Yes, that's all very convincing, but I can't actually see it in the script.
Sorry, Linda. Just a bit of improvisation there.
Yes, well, perhaps it is time for a break. And I have to say, it's a real pleasure to see such a natural chemistry between my two leads. Quite a contrast to our last rehearsal, right, Kirsty?
I guess Tom just brings out the best in me.
Indeed. You know, Tom, if you were to reconsider, I know just the role for you.
You know what I said, Linda.
Oh, go on.
Sounds as if Kirsty's on my side here.
No, I can't. What about my stage fright?
What?
Come on, I know that's not true.
Well, it's only happened recently. I mean, what if I dried?
Well, I'm sure we could work on that.
No, sorry. It's quite incurable. And that's my last word, Linda.
Oh, well, it was worth a try, Kirsty. 5 minutes, everybody.
Stage fright?
Yes. Oh, and thanks for the support, Kirsty.
Oh, sorry. Hey, why don't we do that scene again? Where were we? Oh, yes.
Your overalls, all nice and clean and dry.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Shula.
Have you got everything else you need for tomorrow?
I think so, yeah. Just double-checking now. Don't want to turn up on site without all my gear.
Okay, well...
Shula, about what happened on Sunday at the hostel.
Oh.
Did Alistair tell you?
Well, yes, he did.
I'm so sorry, I just couldn't move. I don't know what came over me.
No, well...
It all happened so fast. The phone call and then you weren't around and somehow I just couldn't do it.
It's all right, Daryl.
I suppose I just panicked. It's daft of me, I know. But it won't happen next time, I promise.
Daryl, it's okay. We understand. Next time, we'll make sure you're more prepared.
Yeah. Now I've got this job to go to. It's going to change everything. It's going to turn my whole life around, you'll see. From tomorrow, it's all going to be so much better.
Joe, good afternoon.
You? Afternoon?
I see you've got one customer lining up already.
Hey?
Is that a coltit?
Oh, wow.
They'll always come for a few peanuts if the great tits don't chase them off. We've had a great spotted woodpecker coming to ours.
You weren't bird watching or what?
No, I just thought I'd call round and say hello. See how you were doing.
Ah.
Well, you're looking well. I heard you were out with Bartleby the other day.
Eddie. He was driving. I just went along for the ride.
I see.
Is that what you come to see?
Well, no. I've brought you this. Don't know if you fancy it.
What is it?
Slow gin. Oh. I made it myself. Picked the sloes from the hedge along by the orchard. You know where I mean?
Down in the corner.
Yeah, that's the place. There's loads of them this year. Huge.
Oh, there's always been a blackthorn down there. That's where me Susan used to pick them.
Oh, really?
Oh, she liked to drop a slow gin. Me and her both. Warm me up on a winter's evening.
Yes. Well, this may not be up to quite the same standard, but... it should be ready in time for Christmas.
Very much. Very decent of you.
Oh, and one other thing. Are we too late to order one of your wonderful turkeys?
You want to buy a turkey?
Well, if you've got one left. Smallish one will do. Say about 10, 12 pounds?
Yeah, and look here, I'll tell you what. No need to stand out here in the cold. Why don't you come on inside?
I'll go down by the town hall.
Will you be able to park?
Well, I'll drop you off at the optician's and go on to the pay and display.
That's kind.
Oh, it'll save you a walk.
I'm sorry to be such a blasted nuisance.
Mum, it's no trouble at all.
Well, it's kind of you to say.
So, this party, The 17th?
Yes, if we want the orangery.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Ruth's very keen. So much better for her than Brookfield.
Oh, it's really good of Elizabeth.
Yes, isn't it? And she says she can sort out most of the catering.
Really?
Well, the main course, at least, if we all chip in.
Great.
We might have to do the starters, drinks and puddings.
Oh, I'm sure we can manage that between us.
Oh, look, you can pull over here if you want.
Oh, you're sure?
Well, it's not far to walk, and I'm in plenty of time for my appointment.
Okay. Better take your umbrella, just in case.
Yes. Thank you again, darling.
Mum.
Well, I know you've got quite enough on your plate with Darrell.
Yes.
And you know how I feel about all that.
Yes,
so.
Mum.
I do realise it's a very difficult situation for you. But I stand by what I said. You need to put your family first.
Well, let's hope Darrell can make a go of this new job.
You're quite sure he got there this morning?
Well, I had a text from Eddie to say he'd put him on the site van, so...
Good. Well, I'd better get on and sort out these glasses. I'll see you later.
How about I put a nip of this in,
eh? Oh, well.
A drop of whiskey in your tea.
Shan't say no to that.
Just what you needs to keep the cold out.
Yes, indeed.
So, your very good health.
And yours, Joe. So, what about this turkey, then? Think you can save us one?
Oh, get Eddie to pick you out a nice one.
Oh, excellent. Only 4 weeks to go. Christmas seems to come around quicker every year.
Ah, true.
So, it must be about time for you and Eddie to...
Oh, of course, it's always a busy time for us with the turkeys and Clary doing extra time at the dairy.
Yes.
And for the boys, William with the birds and... There's Edward with this Neo, what's it?
Oh, with the Neosporia, yes. Yeah. Ah, it's been a difficult time for him.
Oh, it is.
Though hopefully he's through the worst of it now. Touch wood.
Ah. The news thing's up at Grey Gables.
Oh, looking up, I think. I finally persuaded Caroline to take on a deputy manager. We're doing the final interviews on Friday. So, with luck, we'll have someone in by Christmas.
Ah, well, I know it's a busy time for you and all.
Yes. Caroline and I had some time out yesterday, though. Got some lovely holly.
Holly, eh?
Yeah, but don't worry, there's plenty left for you and Eddie.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
And plenty of mistletoe, too. You know, you're very welcome to come and get some.
Well, that's...
Any time that suits, just come along, help yourself.
Well, to tell you the truth, I've been putting it off. But
hello.
See,
oh, Eddie, hello.
afternoon.
Oh, shut that door, will you, and come on in.
I didn't know we had visitors.
Well, I just popped in.
He's come to order a turkey.
Oh. Hey, what's in that tea?
Whiskey, you. Go on, help yourself.
Well.
And the other thing I came to say...
He reckons there's a good crop of mistletoe down on Grange Farm.
There. See, wasn't I telling you?
So we ought to go and get it.
You've changed your tune. Last time you said...
Never mind what I said then. I'm telling you now.
Fair enough.
I shouldn't leave it too long, or the birds will get the berries.
Are you busy, Eddie?
Well, now...
It's a nice afternoon.
No time like the present, eh?
No.
So, drink up your tea, then you can take me down the field and help me chop Bartleby.
Hello, you all done?
Hello.
That was well-timed. I'm just on my way back to the car.
Oh.
And we've got a bit more time than I thought. I just had a call from Neil. He says he can pick up Darrell later.
Pick him up?
Mm, after work, on the bypass. Where the van drops him off.
Oh, I see.
Well, that takes the pressure off me. I'll have more time to get the jobs done once I'm home.
Yes.
So how did it go with the optician?
Well...
Are you getting some new glasses? Mum?
It wasn't my glasses at all. It was...
What?
It was my eyes. I've got cataracts.
Bit higher, Eddie. To your left.
Yeah, I see it.
Can you reach?
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah.
Oh, well done.
Okay. You ready, Oliver?
Yep, ready.
Right, coming down.
Oh, boy, steady, steady. Ah,
got it. Well done.
That is a nice-looking bunch. Pass it over and I stick it in the back with the rest.
You all right there, Joe? Yeah. You and Bartleby still keeping warm?
Oh, I'm fine. Watching you two do all the work, eh?
Can you see any more, Dad?
No, I reckon that's about it.
Right, you got the ladder, Oliver?
Yeah, hold on. Yep.
Yeah, right then.
Careful, Eddie. You don't want to fall off now.
Me? Nah.
I'll catch him if he does.
No danger. See? Oh, there we go.
So, how are we doing?
Oh, we got a nice load here already. What do you think, Eddie?
Yeah, take that down the market. About as much as I can shift in a day.
Good.
And a bit left over.
Well, you can come back any time and pick up some more.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Oliver Sterling, thank you very much. We appreciate it, don't we, Eddie?
Yeah, we do.
Well, now that Ed is safely back down to Earth, who's for another nip of this?
I won't say no.
To celebrate a successful expedition.
Sounds good to me.
And I'll say this now, while I got the chance. About my accident and all it, as far as I'm concerned, there's no hard feelings, all water under the bridge.
Good. And, well, the same goes for Caroline and me, of course.
Yeah, and for me too.
Well, I ain't one to hold a grudge. I've lived in this village over 90 years, and if there's one thing I've learnt, it's that it never pays to fall out with your neighbours.
Yeah, we learnt the hard way.
Sounds like good advice to me.
Yeah, and all the more so with a proper gent like yourself.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe.
So, let's drink to that, eh? Neighbours!
I suppose I shouldn't be surprised, really, at my age.
You're not that ancient, Mum.
Oh, no, but I'd convinced myself that all I needed was some stronger glasses. That's why it came as a bit of a shock.
Hmm. Well, it is a nuisance, of course.
Nuisance?
But I really don't see it's anything to worry about. It can be easily cured nowadays.
I'm not worrying. I'm just getting used to the idea.
Yes, all right.
And when you say easily...
Well... Now you make an appointment with your GP. You like her. She's very nice and understanding. And she'll refer you to an eye surgeon.
An ophthalmologist?
Yeah. Then you wait a few weeks and go in and have a simple operation.
Simple?
Routine. You'll be in and out in, what, half an hour?
Well, they said about 45 minutes.
Well, yes. But it is quite quick and painless. And when you come out, well, bingo, you're all cured. The problem's gone.
Well, that's just the one eye. I'll have to go back again for the other.
Yeah, but the point is...
Yes, all right, I know. I'm very lucky that it can be fixed at all. But I've always been so fit and healthy. I don't like the idea that parts of me are starting to wear out.
It'll happen to us all, Mum.
Hello? Anyone home?
Daryl! Yes, hello.
I wonder how he got...
Shh. Hiya.
Hello, Daryl.
Mrs. Archer.
So, how did it go?
I left my tools in the back hall. Is that all right?
Oh, yes, that's fine.
I hope I didn't leave nothing behind.
Well, how was the job? How did you get on?
Oh, yeah, it was good. It was fine.
Really?
Yeah, it took me a while to get back in the swing, you know. But...
Oh, yes. Oh, that is good. I'm so pleased.
Yeah, it was great to be back doing a proper job, you know.
And are you going back tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. They've got two houses there, so they've both got to be fitted out.
Yes.
And Neil's going to pick me up in the morning, take me to the bypass.
Oh, that's kind of him.
Yeah. So I'm a bit tired out like now.
Oh, the first day was always going to be the hardest.
Yeah.
Well done anyway. Why don't you go and have a bath?
Is that all right?
Yes, of course. Then come and have some tea.
Yeah, I'll do that. Thanks, Shula.
Well, he seems to have managed, thank goodness.
Yes.
Oh, that's such a relief.
Let's hope it lasts. And it's time I got out of your way.
Oh, are you sure?
I've got things to do at home.
Well, if you can wait, I can give you
a... No, thanks. I'm quite able to walk.
All right.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sound ungrateful. It's been quite a long day.
Mum, you really mustn't worry. I know it's disappointing the problem can't be solved by a new pair of glasses.
Yes, Well, I can't pretend it isn't.
And it may take a bit longer than you'd hoped. But you'll soon be back on the road.
Yeah, yeah, Castor.
Well done. I'd say we're almost there.
No, Dad, keep brushing.
You think?
Yes, come on, bring out those highlights.
Looking good to me.
We've got to do better than good if we're going to beat Peter Bennett. I bet he's got a whole team of stylists over there with his Aberdeen Angus.
This is getting really personal for you, isn't it?
What?
Just because he picked us to it last year.
Of course it's personal. Don't you want to bring home that red rosette?
Yeah, I do.
So, this time Bennett Stitt is going to be totally humiliated.
Well, I'm glad to hear you sounding so confident.
Attitude, Dad.
Well, you can think of us in the show ring about 12 o'clock. You keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah, well, I'm halfway through maths.
Are you going to join me and Ben in town after school? See the Christmas lights?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Oh. So, how's that looking now? You satisfied?
It'll do.
Oh, good. So, breakfast.
It all came in the post this morning. It's so exciting.
Can I see?
No, wait, let me show you. There. Oh. What do you think? Doesn't it look wonderful?
Oh, yeah.
So neat and elegant and eye-catching. Professional.
Yeah. Appetising Ambridge.
I was so pleased when I saw it. All that hard work we put into the design and layout has really paid off.
Emma?
Oh, Ed, good morning.
Yeah, morning.
You okay?
Has there been a call from Taylor's, the engineers?
No, but... Great. Well, they wouldn't call here, though, would they? They'd call your...
Yeah, but the guy who does their parts is a bit of an idiot.
Oh.
Still waiting for that spare for the front loader. I'm stuck without it.
Why not give them a call?
Got your anger put onto their voicemail again.
Well, sorry.
So I'm waste all afternoon going to pick one up.
Well, I thought you had the afternoon off.
Yeah, well...
So you and your dad could go out after rabbits?
That's him now. I'll go in
all
there.
All right.
Hello? Yeah, what took
I'm
you
so sorry
wrong?
About that.
Dear, not such a good day.
No.
Has he had any more trouble with dogs?
Oh, I don't think so, no.
Good.
It's just he's had the feed bill to pay.
Oh.
And that never puts him in a good mood.
Yes, I see.
Especially now and the prices are so high.
Mm.
Anyway, what next?
Well, now they've all been so beautifully printed, all we have to do is bind them.
Bind? Okay.
No, don't worry. Robert's lent us this.
Oh, what?
It's a plastic coil binding machine.
Oh.
It's quite simple. It punches the holes and then it binds them with these spiral things.
How long will that take?
Well, the sooner we can get the books out on sale, the better. They look so wonderful, I'm sure they'll fly off the shelves.
Yeah.
So, let's get started, shall we?
Yeah. Good-looking beast. Very handsome.
So how do you rate our chances, Eddie? You think he'll beat Peter Bennett?
Well, you seen his entry this year?
No. As soon as Ruth's finished chatting to her mate from the co-op...
You should go and have a look. Definitely not up to par.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, nothing like last year.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
So, I reckon you must be with the champs.
Oh, well, Josh is going to be so gutted if we don't get a first.
Oh, he's not come with you?
Not this year, no, GCSEs.
Oh, fair enough.
We might see him after the show. Ben's coming along to see the Borchester lights.
Yeah, Emma's taking George and Kira.
Some celebrity that I've never heard of. You coming?
Me? No. I'm going to knock off earlier. Walk round the farm with our Edward.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's in not such a good place right now.
Yeah.
I thought it might take his mind off it all, you know, and bring home a few rabbits for the pot.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your help, Eddie.
And David, I reckon Bennett's not your only competition this year.
Oh?
You should check out the bottom, Ben. There's a bloke from out Worcester way, yeah, with a nice-looking Hereford.
Another Hereford?
Yeah, I don't know who he is. I've not seen him here before. But I reckon he's the one you'll have to beat.
Oh. Oh, you need a hand there, Linda?
Oh, Will, that's kind of you... got wedged somehow. If we can just lift it out of the boot.
Awkward. Let's see if I can...
Whoops! Oh, that's it.
So, where do you...
Well, if we just put it on the bench, I can take it from here.
Are you sure?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. Before you go, let me show you what's inside the box. There. See?
Oh, appetizing Ambridge.
Emma and I have just finished putting it together. What do you think?
Yeah, yeah, nice.
Yes, I'm very pleased with it. This box load is going straight into the shop. I'm sure they'll soon sell out.
So, you decided not to go with the pictures?
Pictures? Oh, no, no, Willie. It's all about the recipes.
Oh, right.
Sit.
George, I should give Baz a rest now. I'll put him back in the cab.
All right.
And the design, and the imaginative use of typeface.
Yeah. I'll have a good look when I've got the time.
Well, I can show you now what I mean, if you like.
I'm in a bit of a rush, Linda.
Really?
Yeah. Em's picking up George to take him into town. Then I'm off to dogging the birds before it's dark.
Well, perhaps you'd like to buy a copy before you go. Look. Here. Nick's recipe. You see, I've given it a whole page.
I got no cash on me, Linda.
Oh.
But I'll definitely pick one up next time I'm in the shop.
Blast! Blooming pigeons. Oh, well, better stick to rabbits, eh?
What rabbits?
There's still time. We're only halfway round.
You want to keep on, then?
Oh, yeah. It's good to be out, isn't it, eh? Been a while since we've done this, you and me. It's better than being sat at home worrying about your feed bill.
Oh, don't talk about it.
Hey, come on. At least you got the money to pay it.
It's the same every time, though, isn't it? Scratching around to pay the bills, then losing those calves. Sometimes I wonder why.
Hey, cheer up. It ain't all so bad. At least things are better now with Oliver, ain't they? That should make life easier.
Well, easier for you and Grandad. At least you can get your mistletoe.
Yeah, well. Oh, it's just like with this Neospora. Sometimes you got to try and leave things behind and move on.
Move on where? I mean, it seems like every time I get straight again, there's another blooming disaster.
Hey, let's try the bank up by the wood, by the old Warrens.
I don't know. It's going to be getting dark
soon. Oh, come on. I don't want to go home empty-handed.
Careful, George.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hey, you come to see the light?
Yeah, if he doesn't run off and get lost.
All so exciting, eh?
Oh, yeah. So what about you?
Oh, well, I came in for the show.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm supposed to be meeting Ben. He's here somewhere.
So how'd you get on with your Hereford?
Ah, well...
Win any prizes this year?
Second place again.
Well done.
Well, it was a pretty good result, really. Although we were hoping for a first.
Well, who got it? Not that man from Penny Asset.
Peter Bennett, no. Came in third.
Oh.
No, it was another Hereford. Breeder from up near Worcester. He's not entered before.
Fresh blood, then.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely a higher standard all round since they built the bigger market.
Yeah, more competition.
Well, it's got to be a good thing, really.
Hey, Dad.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hi, Emma.
Did you get my text?
Yeah. Another Hereford.
Yeah.
I really can't believe it, Dad. I can't believe it was better than Castor.
Well, the judges seem to think so.
Such a bad call.
Yeah, well, touch more meat on it, maybe.
But what about the quality?
At least we pushed Bennett into third place.
I guess.
Can I have a hot dog?
Yeah, all right then, Georgie.
Yeah, I'm hungry too.
I'll see you then, David. Josh.
Yeah, bye, Emma.
Bye.
So, where's Ben? Have you seen him?
Yeah, he's over there with his mates.
Okay, then. Shall we?
Yeah, Dad, there's a stall selling these awesome pork and bacon burgers.
So,
second place. Got to spend that prize money somehow.
All right, then. Come on.
Go on, Mitch. Go on. That's it. Good boy. No, wait, Baz. Wait. Watch and learn, eh? Oh, Mitch, wait! Leave it! No, Baz. Baz! Hey, Baz. No. No, come here, Baz. come back here! Baz! Baz!
I don't get it.
Well, I told you. Said there'd be nothing doing.
Oh, not so long ago. This place was like rabbit ever and all this bracken.
Yeah, well.
Must have made too much noise. They heard us coming.
It's getting too dark anyway. Let's go, shall we?
Oh, well, we better look next to it. And it's been a long day and all. Up at six for the market.
What's that?
Hey, a hare. Blimey, Nick.
Yeah,
oh, too late. I wasn't quick enough.
Listen.
Uh-oh.
It is. It's another bloody dog.
Hey, Edward.
I don't believe this.
Right. Whoa.
Get out of my way, Dad.
Hey, no, Edward.
Get back.
Hey, Edward. No.
Got him.
Edward, you know what you've done?
What?
Didn't you see? That's Baz. You just shot Baz.
Oh, no.
Baz? Hey, Baz? Oh.
Dad, how bad is it? Is he?
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, my. Shall I call Alistair?
No point. He's a goner.
No.
It must have been quick.
I didn't know, Dad. Honestly, I didn't see that it was Baz. Not until it was too late.
Dad!
Oh, God.
Dad! Oh, where's Baz? What happened?
Okay, you stay back. Let me deal with this.
Baz? What?
I'm sorry, son. He...
Look, Will, I don't...
You just... bastard! You piece of...
Wait!
You killed him!
Wait, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
You killed him. How could you? How could you do that?
I didn't mean to. I didn't know.
Yes, you did.
It was an accident.
Oh, don't give me that.
William.
He went off after a hare. I couldn't stop him. And you shot him in cold blood.
No, it wasn't like that.
I know. You've just been waiting for the
chat. It all happened so fast.
Now, wait, both of you!
If you hadn't let him loose on my land...
Oh, so you'd try and blame me, would you?
I'm not blaming anyone.
Oh, come here!
No! Get off me!
No!
Get off me!
William! Edward, stop this! Back off, you hear?
He's gone now. This ain't gonna bring him back.
Will...
Shut up! You killed my dog. I shan't forget this. Ever.
Level.
What?
I can't find it. I don't know where it's gone.
Sorry, you're...
My spirit level, the short one.
Oh.
I think I might have left it in the van last night, or in Neil's car.
Is it important?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be stuck without it.
Oh, well, I'm sure if you did leave it in the van...
One of those jokers will have nicked it. I know what they're like. Oh.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. They're in my bag all the time.
Oh, good.
It must be going daft. Can't see for looking.
Now, why don't you sit down and have some breakfast?
Oh, no. Eddie's on his way over.
Oh, you can't go to work on an empty stomach.
That van won't wait if we miss it.
We'll have some toast anyway.
I'll grab something on the site if I get a minute.
Are you really as busy as that?
Yeah, I don't get time to hang about. There's a big rush on with the second fix. I'm having to run to keep up.
But you're all right, are you? I mean, you're managing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a great job. I'm doing fine. Oh.
Okay, I hope it goes well.
Yeah.
Daryl.
I'll see you later then.
Oh, Daryl, your thermos.
You've got to do it, Ed.
Emma, are you...
Putting it off won't make it any easier.
I'm not putting it off.
So why didn't you tell him last night?
You know why. It just wasn't...
Wasn't the right moment. So, when will be?
Emma... I thought you agreed.
Where's my sock?
I'll find them in a minute. You go on and brush your teeth.
All right.
Last night, George just got back from seeing the lights.
All right.
He was tired. He wasn't in such a good place.
All right. But we need to make a plan now, don't we? So, when are you going to tell him?
Look, don't you think that I feel bad enough about this already? I feel terrible without you laying this big guilt trip on me.
It's not about that.
You do believe me, don't you? You know, I didn't mean to. It was an accident.
Yes. If that's what you say, then...
Not just me. Dad was there too.
All right, yeah, I know. And however it happened, it's done now. So...
That don't make me feel a whole lot better.
It doesn't matter how we feel about it. Somehow we've got to break it to George.
Not now. Not just before he goes to school.
Look, if you really can't face it...
No. It's my fault. It's down to me. I'll... Not again.
It's Will.
Just leave it. No point. He's not going to listen.
You take Georgie downstairs and make sure he's ready for school.
Emma,
go on, I'll be down in a minute.
Okay. George! Come on, hurry up.
Hello?
Emma, what's going on? Why haven't you been picking up my calls?
Will, look.
What's he been telling you?
Look, I know what happened, of course, and I'm really, really sorry.
It's not you should apologise. It's not you who shot my dog.
No. And Ed's sorry too. He's really upset about it.
Oh, come on, please.
Will, it was such a terrible accident.
Accident? Oh, is that what he's saying?
Oh, you don't think he meant to shoot Baz?
Of course he did.
Will.
He saw Baz, he pulled the trigger. That was no accident.
All right. All right, well, there's no use arguing about that now.
No, and that ain't why I called. I want to know about George. You know how much he loved Baz. So how did he take it? You have told him, haven't you? Emma? Well, why not? That's not fair on him. Well, he's got to find out.
Yeah, I know. And we've been waiting for the right moment.
You mean Ed just ain't got the bottle?
No, it's not like that, really.
Well, okay, if he won't do it, then I'll have to.
No, you leave it to us. We'll do it.
So when?
Today, but later, after school.
Oh, yeah? And in the meantime, what do I do with Baz? Do I bury him now, or what? I mean, will George want to be there?
But wait, just give me a chance, let me think.
I need an answer now, Emma.
Look, I think, I think you'd better go on and bury him now. I mean, there's no need for George to see him first, as he is there?
Okay. But he's still got to find out.
Yeah, and we'll tell him as soon as he's back from school. I promise.
Yes, two copies. One for a Christmas present.
Ah, yes.
I'm not sure who I'll give it to yet.
Well, of course, it will make the perfect stocking filler, and it's selling like hotcakes. I've had so many compliments.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, I must dash. I've got a few more copies for Susan.
Linda, hang on. I've had a quick look at the book, and I did find one mistake.
Mistake?
Yes, with my chutney recipe.
Oh.
It should be 4 ounces of ginger. The book only says 2.
Ah. No, that's not a mistake.
But
Emma and I did make a few little editorial changes.
You mean you changed my recipe?
Yes, just a tiny adjustment. You see, in my experience, it's so easy to overdo the spices.
Linda, I've been making that chutney for years.
Yes, and next time you make it, I think you'll find it tastes even better. Bye!
All right. What's this?
Daryl.
Christmas lights, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be nice. Very nice. Very festive.
Why?
Good man. Yeah, I shan't get in your way then. I'll let you get on, yeah?
Yeah, how come you're back now? Shouldn't you still be at work?
Oh. Yeah, we
Daryl?
We knocked off early, so...
Hello? You back already? Is everything all right?
Yeah. I was just saying to Daniel,
Daryl?
Work it out, Mum.
What?
Well, it's obvious. He got the sack, didn't he?
Dan!
No, he... Daniel's right. That's what happened. They've laid me off.
Oh, Daryl. But how? Why?
My own fault. I messed up.
Great.
What did you do?
Well, I don't know. They kept pushing me up. I got confused. I couldn't think straight.
Did you ask them to give you a second chance?
Well, why should they? I screwed up. Plenty of other chippies out there looking for work.
Oh, yes, I see.
I'm so sorry, Shula. I know I've let you all down.
You, Neil, Eddie.
Well, it can't be helped, I suppose.
It's my big chance, and I messed it up. And that's it, innit? I won't get another. Not after this.
Guess how many books we've sold?
Oh,
26 copies.
Oh.
And that's just in our first day.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, I think it's marvellous, Emma. Though, perhaps I better warn you, there have been one or two comments about our editorial policy.
Comments?
Well, complaints, really. Rather petty, I have to say, but...
George.
Oh.
Oh.
Here they are.
If anyone says anything to you...
Mum! Hello, sweetheart.
Hello, hello, Ed.
Hiya.
How was school?
It was all right.
Just tell them that you weren't responsible for the editing and tell them to come to me.
Yeah,
Emma, there was something you wanted to talk about?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I shan't keep you any longer. Time I was on my way.
Bye then,
Remember
Linda.
What I said, Emma, and I'll keep in touch. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
I'm hungry. Can I have some crisps?
In a minute, George. There's,
There's something we've got to tell you first.
What?
Here, come on. Come and sit down.
But I'm hungry.
Yeah, I know. But
you just sit here with us. That's a good boy.
Why?
Well, you see, it's about Baz. He's had an accident.
All right, I know what you're going to say.
What? I've not said a word.
I know what you think about Daryl, and yes, of course, I'm very disappointed too.
Disappointed?
Yes. If he'd been able to manage this job, it could have been a whole new start for him.
Mum, don't kid yourself. That was never going to happen.
Well, it does sound as if he was very unlucky.
What?
That the site had such a rush on. Perhaps if he hadn't been under such pressure...
Mum, luck had nothing to do with it. It's like he said, he totally screwed up.
Oh, now, come on, let's be fair.
He said that, not me.
All right, but please be careful what you say in front of him. It's been a real blow for him. He's pretty devastated.
Okay, but seriously, what did you expect? He couldn't even get out of the car and walk into a hostel. How was he ever going to hold down a job?
Well, if we all try and support him the best we can...
Mum, the sooner you face up to it, the better. The guy's a loser. You're wasting your time.
Is he in heaven?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And Meg will be there too. She'll look after him.
Yeah, yeah, and they'll be running around, messing about, having a great time.
Mm. But I don't want him to be dead. I wish he was still here.
We're going to miss him too, sweetheart.
I want to see him.
Well...
You can't now.
Why not?
Because Daddy had to bury him.
Where?
In his garden.
Yeah, when you get up there, he'll show you.
And I know what we'll do. We'll find some lovely flowers and you can put them on his grave.
All right.
Oh, what? Who?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, his car's out there.
Ed?
Look, you take George on upstairs. I'll sort it out. Hello, Will.
Where's George?
He's upstairs with Emma.
I want to see him.
It's not a good time. He's upset.
Oh. So have you told him then?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean told him the truth.
Will...
About how Baz was killed.
He knows what happened.
Oh, you mean you told him it was an accident?
Yes. Yeah, what else was I going to say?
He needs to know the truth. He needs to know what you're like.
That's not the truth.
What, that you killed Baz in cold blood?
You think that's going to help? Is that going to make him feel better? Think about it. What are you trying to prove here?
Okay. So let's hear you say it to me then.
What?
I want to hear you admit what you've done.
Will, I told you.
So?
I said how sorry I am.
Oh, so you ain't got the guts to come out and face
There's nothing more to say. And you come in here like this...
Come on,
it's
I'm waiting.
It's not going to help George.
Oh, so you're just too much of a coward, are you?
No, you need to go away. And you need to calm down.
A coward and a killer.
Just go, Will. Now, you hear? Go.
Thank you.
You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.